Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, and Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Let's start with UNC Chapel Hill. The following three concerts have been postponed until fall 2011. Talking Music 2 Concerts 1, 2, and 3, music by Nono and Beethoven, Pellegrini String Quartet, Concert 2, that was Concert 1, Concert 2, Luigi Nono, Life and Music, pianist Stefan Litwin in conversation with Nuria Schoenberg, Nono, and Talking Music 2, Concert 3, music by Berg, Litwin, Hayden, and Webern, Pellegrini String Quartet, and Stefan Litwin. Now, those were all originally scheduled for March 18th, 19th, and 20th. They've been postponed until fall, but now continuing, March 22nd, this concert will be Brass Studio Recital, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. March 24th, Masterclass, composer Lowell Lieberman, 7 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. March 25th, Carolina Symposia in Music and Culture presents Luis Mientes from Duke University, 4:15 p.m., Person Recital Hall. March 26th, Faculty Recital, an afternoon of song, Jean Fisher Soprano, Thomas Otten Piano. That'll be at 4 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. It'll include art songs in German, French, Russian, and English. March 26th, Charanga Dance Company, 8 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. March 27th, cello music composed by Anderson, Brent, Wissick, and UNC faculty members, performing works by Alan Anderson, Stephen Anderson, and T.J. Anderson, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. March 31st, WSN Series, The Franciscan and the Gypsy, Liszt Anniversary Concert, UNC Chamber Singers, and guest pianist Norman Bemelmans. Perform music of Liszt, Bartok, and Brahms, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. This event is $15 general admission, $10 for UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets for this event, call 919-962-1039. And April 1st, Student Composers Concert, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. For further information on any of the events, you can call the Music Department at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Let's turn now to Duke Performances. Kronos Quartet, world premiere, Steve Reich, three quartets. Saturday, March 19th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Admission is $52, $42, and $24. Duke students, $5. In this world premiere, two of the most original musical minds of the past 100 years, Steve Reich and David Harrington, come together for a once-in-a-lifetime performance made possible by Duke Performance's ongoing collaboration with Kronos. The Pulitzer Prize-winning Reich is the most original musical thinker of our time, says the New Yorker, but has to date only written two string quartets, both for Harrington's group, 2001's Triple Quartet and Different Trains, 1988, a work of such astonishing originality that breakthrough seems the only possible description, said the New York Times. Now another breakthrough arrives with Reich's third quartet, commissioned by Duke Performances and written specifically for Harrington's breathtaking ensemble, as the era's most adventurous group performs all three quartets by our greatest living composer, says the New York Times. Page Auditorium will bear witness to history. Reich will attend the premiere. The program is Steve Reich Triple Quartet in three movements played without pause. Selections from The Cave, WTC 911, world premiere, different trains, America before the war, Europe during the war, after the war. I've always wanted the string quartet to be vital and energetic and alive and cool and not afraid to kick ass and be absolutely beautiful and ugly if it has to be. But it has to be expressive of life. That's from David Harrington of the Kronos Quartet. There's just a handful of living composers who can legitimately claim to have altered the direction of musical history. Steve Reich is one of them, says The Guardian UK. In addition, Friday, March 18th, Steve Reich on his Pulitzer Prize-winning composition, Double Sextet, moderated by John Supko, Bone Hall, Biddle Music Building, Duke's East Campus, 12 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. And also on Friday, March 18th, Kronos Quartet Workshop Reading with David K. Garner, the Duke Coffee House in Crowell Hall, Duke's East Campus, 7 p.m. Open rehearsal and discussion of Duke PhD candidate David K. Garner's new piece for Kronos Quartet, which will premiere Glasgow Royal Concert Hall in May 2011. This event on the 18th is also free and open to the public. The Bad Plus on Sacred Ground, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, world premiere and arranged and performed by The Bad Plus. Saturday, March 26th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $34 and $26, Duke students $5. In this world premiere event, America's most audacious, rule-breaking jazz trio, says Billboard, unveils its take on the most notorious work in the history of music. Stravinsky's modernist bombshell draped ancient folk rites in churning polyrhythms, pitting ruthless advocates of new art against old guard connoisseurs. Its insurrectionary 1913 premiere remains a touchstone of revolutionary music. Its 2011 rebirth is commissioned exclusively by Duke performances from The Bad Plus, an acoustic jazz trio for the future, says Blender, genre-blasting experimentalists about as badass as highbrow gets, says Rolling Stone. As Durham shifts into spring, Stravinsky's defiant ambition flowers again. With the most distinctive sound of any three-piece outfit since Nirvana, The Bad Plus demonstrate vitality few bands, rock, jazz, or whatever, can match, says Amplifier. In addition, on Thursday, March 24th, The Bad Plus Conversation and Demonstration, moderated by UNC Professor Mark Katz. Reynolds Theater, Duke's West Campus, 7 p.m., free and open to the public. The Bad Plus will discuss and play samples of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring and compare the original to segments of their arrangement of the work. On Sacred Ground, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Watch The Bad Plus, which The Bad Plus will world premiere on Saturday, March 26, 2011. Marino Formenti, Kurtag's Ghosts, Sunday, March 27, 7 p.m. Reynolds Industries Theater, $34, Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. A Glenn Gould for the 21st century, says the L.A. Times. The Italian-born Formenti performs his delicate, otherworldly cycle of interlocked piano pieces based on the work of Georgi Kurtág, the Hungarian modernist who taught András Schiff. In this hybrid composition, bursts of Messiaen, Stockhausen, and Bartók intercut with fragments from Kurtág, creating a special network of citation that leaves audiences in a state of exhilaration beyond any experience, according to the LA Weekly. The program is Kurtag's Ghosts. What James Joyce did for the novel, Formenti seems intent on doing for the piano recital. The results were unforgettable. He is a unique artist whose presentations should not be missed, and that's according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Ciampi First Course Concert, March. Duke Performances Ciampi Quartet. First Course Concert, Thursday, March 31st, 6 p.m., Kirby Horton Hall, Duke Gardens. Tickets are $5, Friends of Chiampi $3, Duke students free. Professor John Supko introduces his new string quartet. The program is John Supko New String Quartet World Premiere. Jeff Tane Watts, Ravi Coltrane, Nicholas Payton, and Christian McBride, Watts Project, Friday, April 1st, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium, $32, $26, and $18. Duke students pay $5. Note, Ravi Coltrane has replaced David Sanchez on this concert. In this gathering of jazz headliners, three star band leaders assembled to support Jeff Tane Watts, the legendary sideman and Grammy-winning drummer who shines even brighter when cast as lead. Surrounding the polyrhythmic dynamo, says NPR, are the younger Coltrane, son of John and Alice, on sax, the trumpet wizard Payton, and the formidable McBride on bass. The irascible veteran leads them all in the evening of breakneck Watts originals. Propulsive and sly, they give the band's near telepathic improvisation, says Jazz Times, a trickster's edge. This, says NPR, is an off-the-cuff, pianoless quartet going for broke. Never short of visionary, Tane possesses heat, nuance, maturity, and a bounty of ideas, says Entertainment Weekly on Jeff Tane Watts. The Jazz Times on Ravi Coltrane says there is no disputing heredity, yet there also is no doubt that this Coltrane has taken his own giant steps. Genius here extends across generations, the son's path informed, not confined, by the name Coltrane. Ranks among the most persuasive trumpeters to come out of New Orleans in the past 20 years. The emotional fervency of his playing matched by the brilliance of his technique. That's what the Chicago Tribune says on Nicholas Payton. And the New York Times on Christian McBride says an uncommon synthesis of brawn, agility, and wit. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now let's turn to Duke events. Faculty recitals, Susan Fancher saxophone and Jane Hawkins piano, Friday, March 18th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, that's the Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. This concert features the world premiere of a new work by Scott Lindroth, professor of music and vice provost for the arts at Duke University. Susan Fancher teaches saxophone at Duke and at the Hartwick College Summer Music Festival. Her 2010-2011 season includes premier performances of Lance Holmes' Sax Attractor for soprano saxophone and piano, to be presented in Chengdu and Beijing, China, as well as the premier performances of Michael Torck's Concerto for soprano saxophone in its new version, commissioned by Susan Fancher, together with a consortium of wind ensembles. Jane Hawkins is professor of the practice of music and chair of the Department of Music at Duke University, where she teaches piano, chamber music, and performing. An active contributor to the North Carolina musical community, she is a founding member of the Mellarmy Chamber Players. For information on this event, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Organ Recital Series 2010-2011, Sunday, March 20th, 5 to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. Organ recital presented by Dr. Robert Parkins, Duke University organist. All are welcome. For more information, call 919-684-3898. Rhythm and Blue presents Behind the Music, Sunday, March 20th, 7 p.m., Reynolds Theater, general seating, $5 suggested donation. Duke Chorale Tour Concert, Tuesday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium, admission is free. The Duke Chorale, directed by Rodney Wincoop, presents a concert featuring highlights from their spring break tour to California, including madrigals, folk songs, spirituals, and works by California composers Eric Whitaker, Morton Lawrenson, Kirk Meacham, and Frank LaRocca. Again, for information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Jazz at the Mary Lou, Wednesday, March 23rd, 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., and March 30th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Mary Lou Williams Center, and admission is free. Fill your Wednesday evenings with live jazz and the exquisite company of jazz lovers from campus and community in an energetic and engaging atmosphere. Enjoy live performances by local musicians as well as Duke music students with special guest artists all brought together by John Brown, director of the Duke Jazz Studies program. Light hors d'oeuvres and liquid refreshment will be provided with the option to enjoy late-night fare and drinks in the faculty commons provided by Plate and Pitchfork. Faculty recital, Rachel Elliott Bassoon with Lynn Heilman Bassoon and Adrian Kim Piano, Thursday, March 24th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Contemporary compositions by Michael Dougherty, Padam Newsom, and others, including the North Carolina premiere of techno music for bassoon and electronica by graduate composer Alex Koch. Rachel Elliott is a bassoonist and improviser who performs in classical, rock, pop, and new music settings. As a founding member of CLOG, she has produced 5 albums and toured widely throughout the United States, Europe, and Australia, sharing the stage with musicians and ensembles including Laurie Anderson, Bang on a Can, Bell Orchestra, The National, Terry Riley, Sufjan Stevens, and Shira Warden. In addition to CLOG, she is a member of the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble, Hellion Trio, Tuple Bassoon Duo, and is a frequent guest with the Vermont Symphony and Burlington Chamber Orchestra. She teaches applied bassoon at Duke University, University of Vermont, and Middlebury College. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Rare Music, an instrument of 1,000 voices, an organ curator at work in Duke Chapel. Friday, March 25th, 4 to 5 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Book Room. Speaker, presenter, John Santioannini. Admission is free. Duke Chapel houses 4 distinct pipe organs, ranging from 200 pipes to almost 7,000, from pipes as small as a straw to ones as large as tree trunks. The care of these pipes, the wind chest they sit on, and everything down to the keys is cared for by John Santioannini, the Ethel Siak Carabina Curator of Organs and Harpsichords at Duke University. He oversees numerous instruments built in a variety of styles in the chapel, as well as in the Biddle Music Building. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson, 919-660-3333. Faculty recital, Randy Reed guitar with Ariel Reed soprano and Catherine LeGrand flute, Thursday, March 31st, 8 to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. The program is Piazzolla, History du Tango, Frank Martin, Dre Leiter, Sieber, 4 French folk songs, Giuliani, Grand Duetto, Opus 85. Randy Reed, guitar instructor at Duke University since 1994 and St. Mary's School since 1997, has performed throughout the United States with additional recitals in Mexico and Canada. He holds degrees from Florida State and Southern Methodist Universities. Before his appointment at Duke, he was an assistant professor of music at the University of Texas, El Paso, and director of the guitar program at SUNY Potsdam, New York. Mr. Reed is president of the Triangle Guitar Society, a local nonprofit arts organization he founded in 1988. And again, for information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. No, for the North Carolina Symphony Free Chamber Music Concert, Manning Chamber Music Series, March 21st, 7 p.m., Peace College, Keenan Auditorium, Raleigh. North Carolina Symphony Musicians, the program is Beethoven, String Quartet No. 14 in C-sharp minor, Opus 131, Shostakovich Quintet for Piano and Strings in G minor, Opus 57. Composer Portraits Concerts return with North Carolina Symphony Tribute to John Adams, March 25th and 26th. The North Carolina Symphony's innovative Composer Portraits Concerts return with a tribute to American trailblazer John Adams, one of music's greatest living composers. Music director Grant Llewellyn leads the orchestra, guest pianist Christopher Taylor, and the North Carolina Master Chorale in Composer Portraits, John Adams at Mamondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th at 8 p.m. This concert offers a unique look at the visionary composer, positioning his most celebrated and powerful works alongside compositions by Beethoven, Britten, and Ives that had an unquestionable influence on him. The program is Beethoven, Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, Britten, Young Apollo, Ives, The Unanswered Question, Adams, Eros Piano, Adams, Short Ride in a Fast Machine, and Adams, Harmonium. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh performances of Composer Portraits John Adams on Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th, range from $30 to $60, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. Mamondi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street in Raleigh. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, the blog, and more, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. Idina Menzel on stage with North Carolina Symphony March 31st. Superstar vocalist Idina Menzel, star of Wicked, Rent, and Fox's hit television show Glee, lends her powerhouse talents to the North Carolina Symphony for her first ever Raleigh concert. Bringing a diverse repertoire of pop and musical theater favorites and songs from her solo album, I Stand, she takes center stage alongside symphony resident conductor William Henry Curry. The one-night-only performance will be held at Mamondi Concert Hall at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts Thursday, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. Menzel originated two of the most celebrated roles in recent Broadway history, Elphaba the Witch in director Joe Mantello's smashed hit production of Wicked, and spirited performance artist Maureen in Jonathan Larson's Pulitzer Prize-winning Rent. In addition to earning the Tony Award for Lead Actress in a Musical for her work as the misunderstood Green Girl, Menzel has been nominated for a second Tony, two Drama Desk Awards, and a Drama League Award. She also received the Theater Goers Choice Award for Best Actress in a Musical during Wicked's run in London's West End. Menzel recently appeared in the television hit Glee and is currently on a sold-out tour performing with leading orchestras around the country. A skillful songwriter, she released the Glenn Ballard-produced album I Stand for her label, Warner Brothers Records, and played it to sold-out houses around the United States. She has also appeared opposite Susan Sarandon, Patrick Dempsey, and Amy Adams in Disney's hit Enchanted, in Chris Columbus's film version of Rent, and in a co-starring role opposite Selma Hayek and Colin Farrell in Robert Towne's Ask the Dust. Regular tickets for this special event performance featuring Idina Menzel range from $43 to $86. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, the blog, and more, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. The Barbara Streisand Songbook, 2010-2011, Fidelity Investment Pop Series, Friday, April 1st, 8 p.m., and Saturday, April 2nd, 8 p.m., Mamondi Concert Hall. Marvin Hamlisch, guest conductor, Julie Budd, vocalist. Marvin Hamlisch presents the Barbara Streisand Songbook. Broadway legend and pop's icon Marvin Hamlisch presents this tribute to one of the greatest entertainers of all time, Barbara Streisand, featuring the show-stopping vocal talents of Julie Budd. Tickets are $40 to $70, seniors $30, students $10. Audition notice. North Carolina Symphony's 2011 Youth Concerto Competition begins April 16th. The North Carolina Symphony will hold the preliminary round of its annual Kathleen Price and Joseph M. Bryan Youth Concerto Competition at the Wainwright Music Building at Meredith College in Raleigh on Saturday, April 16th. Applications to reserve and audition time are now being accepted. Visit the competitions and awards listing below the Education tab on the Symphony's website, www.ncsymphony.org, to download the application form or contact Jessica Nalbon at jnalbon, that's J-N-A-L-B-O-N-E, at ncsymphony.org or call 919-789-5461. The competition is open to instrumentalists between 10 and 21 years of age and provides an opportunity for young artists to gain recognition and perform alongside the finest musicians in the state. Applicants ages 16 to 21 compete in the senior division, 10 to 15 in the junior division. All participants must be North Carolina residents or students enrolled full-time in a North Carolina school. First and second place winners in both divisions will receive a cash prize. The winner of the senior division will perform as a featured soloist with the North Carolina Symphony at a future public performance. Competition participants perform one movement from any concerto of their choosing. The piece must be performed from memory. Preliminary auditions will be held on April 16th, beginning at 9 a.m. and last no more than 10 minutes each. Accompanists are required and must be provided by the performer. A final round of auditions will be held in the Brown McPherson Music Building at Peace College in Raleigh on Saturday, April 30th, beginning at 9 a.m. And now for the town of Kerry, Scottish Celtic Music, Song and Dance of Scotland, Sunday, March 20th at 4 p.m., Page Walker Arts and History Center. American Heritage with the Kerry Town Band, free admission, admission to the First Event on March 20th. The Scottish program is $10. The kind of Kerry band event is free Friday, March 25th, 7:30 p.m., location Kerry Senior Center. The band will present American Heritage. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Costa, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.